It's the Disneyland with Kids podcast, bringing you travel tips, park tidbits, and the best Southern California travel deals. I don't want to go to Disneyland today. I really don't,
what
Jessica.
What is wrong?
I don't know. I just need something a little more. I need a little more thrill in my day today and something, a little change of pace. So I think today we are going to talk about Knott's Berry Farm.
Well, if you're looking for thrill, that is the place to be. And there's a lot more than just thrill, but I recently went and had a great time. So I'm excited we get to talk about a different theme park, but also super close to Disneyland.
Yes. I am Becca with This Crazy Adventure Called Life.
And I'm Jessica from The Happiest Vlog on Earth.
And I'm kind of excited. Like, a lot of people wonder about adding on days at Universal or Legoland or SeaWorld, and those are all great, but they are all quite a trek away from Disneyland and Anaheim. And there is a theme park that is actually really close by, about a 10-minute drive from the Disneyland Resort area, and that is Knott's Berry Farm, which happens to be America's oldest theme park. So, Jessica, you just went and you are a Disneyland diehard. Are you giving up your Disneyland annual pass for a Knott's Berry Farm season pass?
Absolutely not. But it's worth saying that the ticket prices for Knott's Berry Farm are super affordable, and we have great deals through our ticket partners. If you go to disneylandwithkids.info/book, we have all the tickets that you can get. Discounts are automatically loaded. And, you know, after going to Knott's Berry Farm, I can definitely see the appeal. And I happen to go there as a part of a press trip with Visit Anaheim and Getaway Today. And some of my other content creator friends were there. And Becca, you told me, if you want to enjoy Knott's, you got to spend time with who? Tell them.
Chris from Provost Park Pass. He just loves that park. He's very into all the details and things that I think as Disneyland people, we are used to the details being kind of in your face. Whereas not some of the really cool things are a little more subtle and hidden. Like there's a grave that has a heartbeat, things like that. So I think he is the perfect person to go with. And I discovered this, it was over 2 years ago, that Getaway Today took a bunch of us to Knott's Berry Farm one day. And Chris was there, and I sent my friend Tony with Chris because he had someone else with him and he wanted this person to ride every ride in one day. So I'm like, go with Chris. He's going to be great to go with. And she had the best time. And his love and enthusiasm for that park is just, it shows, man. He loves it. So.
Yeah. And so I took that to heart and I palled around with our friend Chris from Provost Park Pass, and I got to experience so many cool things and also some things that were really unique to the park just because of his knowledge. So definitely check out his YouTube channel. And you know what? We're going to have Chris on a future episode as a guest. He's a friend of ours for many years. But a lot of those friendships kind of go on in the background. And you guys as listeners or viewers don't necessarily see that, but it's a lot of fun to have a big community of people who not only love Disneyland, but love Knott's and love those thrill rides.
Yes. All right. So Jessica, the first thing I want to talk about is that Knott's Berry Farm is a great park for kids that are more into thrill and older kids. I feel like there's like Camp Snoopy, which is good for the younger kids, which is being totally redone. So I'll have to re-decide who it's good for after they finish redoing it. But then there's like this age gap where your kids maybe are not too into the Camp Snoopy rides, but they're not ready for big thrill rides. So, but once your kid is into thrill rides and is tall enough for the thrill rides, holy heck, there are a lot. So Let's talk about a few of the thrill rides there are there that are kind of unique. So I want to start off with one that just reopened last fall, and that is the Accelerator. Okay. That's my husband's favorite. I'm
literally scrolling through the Knott's Berry Farm ride list right now. That's what you see me looking at, just to remember the names of the rides and what I went on. And we actually did Accelerator first thing in the morning. And I have to tell you, the pathway to get there, because we opened the theme park, which, by the way, it was a weekday. It had not quite hit spring break yet. And the park opened at 11 a.m. So we were like, yes, we can rope drop Knott's Berry Farm. When you're adding a day of Knott's, depending on the time of year, you might get to sleep in a little bit. And that was amazing. So 11 a.m., crowd levels were incredible. And we made our way to Accelerator. And it was a lot bigger of a park than I realized, because we walked what we were told is the quickest path. And it took a while to get there, but we were among the first people on the ride. And one thing that I thought was really cool for some of their attractions and the thrill rides is that along in the queue, if you want to sit in the front, the queue actually splits and it has signage that says, like, here's for the front row, which is really cool because we know, like, Big Thunder Mountain, we want to sit in the back row. Think about if they had a queue that was just for the back row, or Space Mountain, you want to sit in the front. I thought that was a really good idea and the signage was really clear. So Accelerator is a thrill ride and the minimum height is 52 inches. I hadn't been on like a mega roller coaster in a long time. So I do go on Incredicoaster a lot. I grew up by Magic Mountain, which is also known for its thrills, but about an hour and a half from Disneyland. So it's been a long time since I've done those. And I hear from a lot of moms, a lot of people who are having kids and growing older, and they say, I used to be able to do those and I can't handle it anymore. Well, I am pleased to say that I can still handle at least the Accelerator. It was so fun, and it is called the Accelerator because it accelerates so quickly. And the crowd levels were so low that day that our group, some people got on first. They didn't fill the car, but it was just a little bit slower behind them. And then by the time it came back around, they were able to stay on a second time and ride with me and a few of other stragglers. So the people that went on it twice in a row were like, whoa, okay, that was enough. But I thought it was so much fun. And then after that, we went right over to Hang Time, which is another one of their huge thrill rides and attractions.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you brought that up, because that is one. It's to see, you think it's called Hang Time because let's talk about this. So this is a very intense one. This one does have a test seat, but I'm just going to warn you, it's intense. And people think it's called Hang Time because it kind of comes up, stops there for a moment, and then it goes down. My husband has a saying, though, that this is called Hang Time because of the fact that you hang upside down the majority of the ride.
Yeah, I think it's both. And this one is 48 inches, so it's a little less, lower requirement to go on. But as you come up to the ride, you will see you go up to the top and then you kind of sit there for a second, just on the edge. So if you're in the front row, you've got those harnesses and straps on it and you're really just looking down. And that one was so fun as well. And quickly through that attraction, I realized I need to stop screaming because my voice is going to be gone. Like, screaming is so fun. It makes the rides more fun. But like, two rides in a row and I was just having the best time. And I was like, okay, I need to be quiet so that I can talk later. I will have to say Hang Time did, like, I guess, move my brain around a little bit. Like, I wouldn't say it messed up my neck or anything, but I was like, oh, wow. Like, okay, that was fun. So my pick is Accelerator over Hang Time, but I loved experiencing both of those, and they're so much fun. And the roller coasters are super visible as well. So if you just want to watch people go on them, there's a lot of places that you can go off to the side. We had people in our group taking pictures and videos of us, and it's just really fun to see people's reactions as well. You're definitely going to want to pull your hair back. It's so crazy. I had a claw clip that I put my hair like right on top, because you don't want it in the back because you're going to hit your head, you know? And I secured my hair, but by the end of it, it had been so, it was crazy. I should have taken like a before and after picture.
You should have. Okay, so those are some of their more intense rides. Now I want to go into some that are still thrill rides, but maybe more for kids that are a little skittish. And one I'm going to talk about is Jaguar. Did you ride Jaguar?
I did not ride Jaguar during that time. I decided to go over and look at the Knott's Berry Farm Hotel since it's been redone, and it's looking really good, you guys.
It's beautiful. And
great prices to stay there as well.
Yes. Well, especially through Getaway Today right now. I imagine those prices will start to go up now that it has been fully... I think they had their grand reopening the last week from when we're recording this.
So but did you go on Jaguar?
Yes, I've gone on Jaguar multiple times with my kids. So it's a fun one. It is set as like this Aztec or Incan or something, like an old like temple type thing that you're going through. And it's a mild, I would probably compare it to Big Thunder as far as the speed. Okay. There's no ups and upside down. There's nothing like that. It's just a lap bar. It's great. I really like that one. And my kids like it as long as there's someone sitting with them, the twins. My oldest loves it. Another one is in Ghost Town that my kids all love, which is Pony Express.
Yes.
Did you do that one?
I did. And I had no idea what to expect. All I knew is that, you know, we had this big group of people that, well, not big, there's probably like 12 of us. And everybody was saying, let's go do Pony Express. And I noticed that the people that had sat out on Accelerator and Hang Time were really excited about Pony Express. So I had no idea what to expect. Like what was this? I really didn't know. And it's a thrill ride, but it's just so fun and doable. The height is 48 inches and you're actually sitting on a pony and you kind of lean forward and then like you're harnessed in that way. But it's like, it's deceiving because you might think it's this little carousel or something, because that's what it feels like. You're getting on like a carousel horse, and it is fast and it is fun, but definitely mid range. And it was just super cute, and I love the theming of it. And one thing I have to say too is the workers at Knott's Berry Farm applaud for you when you get back from the thrill rides. And that feels so good, because sometimes you really need some applause.
Definitely. One thing I have to say is my kids love Pony Express, especially one of my twins. He really, really loves it. But it's so funny because he has memorized where the camera is for taking the ride photo. So he'll be like, ah, even though he loves the ride, he still has that like face, but then he'll make sure to smile just for the picture.
That's so perfect.
I get video of them. Fun. I'm taking video of him and you see his face expression change just for the camera. It's hilarious.
That's so cute.
Also right over in that area is their river ride, which is the Calico River. And my kids love that one. It is much more tame than Grizzly River Run. I don't think you guys rode this one probably because it's kind of cold, right?
It was kind of chilly, but it was open and there were plenty of people going on it. It looked a lot of fun.
Yeah. So unlike Grizzly River Run, it does not have any big drops. So it's really just like going through a river. So my kids love that one way more than Grizzly River Run, my timid ones. Now, the Puso de Resistance, is that how you say it? At Knott's Berry Farm.
Okay.
In Ghost Town is Ghost Rider, their wooden roller coaster. And it's an intense wooden roller coaster too. Did you ride that one?
So that one was not open while we were there, and I believe it opened like the next day. Have you been on that?
A long time ago. But does it have my oldest. No.
Okay.
But my oldest, it is his favorite ride. When we went last summer, he just went over. We were doing stuff. We were doing in the summer, they do this thing called Ghost Town Alive, where you can become part of the story in Ghost Town. And so we were doing that with the twins. And my oldest is like, I'm just going to go ride Ghost Rider. And we had the Fast Lane, which we'll talk about in just a minute. But
okay,
he said it was the best. He just sat there and rode it 5 times in a row.
That is so fun. So I'm okay. A big fan of those classic type of coasters. Like I've been on the one at Mission Beach in San Diego a ton. And then the old Colossus at Magic Mountain was a wooden coaster and they replaced it a few years ago. But that was like my heart growing up. So had this been open, I definitely would have given it a try. Now you talked about their Fast Lane. We yes. really didn't need it that day. So
yeah.
Tell me more about that.
Okay. So they actually don't even sell the Fast Lane every day because there are so many days you don't need it. So if you're going during the, like when school's in session, they don't even sell it for those days during the week a lot of times. They're
not just money grabbing?
Well, people might decide they are just money grabbing when they hear the price. When the Fast Lane is offered, it is usually around $100 per person. Now, if you are used to Disneyland, you're like, whoa, that's expensive. If you're used to Universal, you're like, wow, that's cheap because Universal is way more. But I feel their Fast Lane is the best value because it's available on most rides outside of Camp Snoopy. Those rides don't really have it. And you can use it all day long. Like you can go on the same ride over and over and over with it. It's not a limit of once per ride, which both Disneyland and Universal Studios Hollywood. Now, Florida is a different story, but Universal Studios Hollywood, it's limited to once per ride. So the fact that you can do it over and over and over is amazing. A couple other things that are extras you can add on. They have an all day dining plan that's $33 and you can get food every 90 minutes. And that my family loves so that. Cool. Yeah. And then they also have refillable drink things. I should have brought one of my glasses to show people, but they're $18 to buy this. It's refillable all day, every 15 minutes with soda or Powerade or whatever's at their fill stations, including the boysenberry punch, which is a not special. But if you bring that back later, the next time you can get it refillable for $6 for the whole day. So it's really a good deal. Perfect. And then if you're a season pass holder, which their season passes cost maybe like 2 days worth of going. So if you're ever going to go more than 2 days, even sometimes if you go 2 days, it's worth it. But yeah, they have season pass options for both the food and the drink as well. But a lot of great ways to save money. And what I have to say, like we're already over, but the reason my kids love this park so much and my family does, I forgot this one thing I need to tell people. It is not very plus size friendly. I think that's really important for parents that are plus size to know. It's not a super plus size friendly park. So there is a lot that I personally do not ride. And also because, you know, my motion sickness, but but my family loves this park because my kids have more freedom. You know, and Disneyland's so crowded all the time that I feel like I have to keep them pretty close to me. But like Knott's Berry Farm, I have no problem with them saying, hey, I'm going to go around the corner to that bathroom that's there and come back. I have no problem letting my twins go around Camp Snoopy and just we sit and we're like, this is exactly where we'll be. And they can do a little more on their own. So that is one of the great things about Knott's Berry Farm. It's a much more relaxed and laid back park than Disneyland is.
And you can really plan to go pretty last minute too. Like maybe you have a break day during your Disneyland vacation and you're thinking we're going to do beach or we're going to do something and maybe the weather doesn't work out or whatever. Knott's is a great option. I think also the food that I did try while I was there was fantastic. We did like a mini meal plan where you can pre-purchase one of your meals. It comes with like a drink and a side or whatever. We had Mexican food. They also have some really great barbecue food. And then shout out to the saloon, because while they do serve all kinds of alcohol there at the bar, I had the boysenberry cream soda that they hand mix right there. And it was so delicious. Then it comes in a cute little mason jar, Knott's Berry Farm, that's plastic. And so you can take that home.
That's awesome. Yes. And I've said before, and we'll have to do another one over the summer probably about this, but I think Knott's Berry Farm's food festivals are superior to Disneyland's. So
many good things. They were just about to start Boysenberry. And so yes, I was able to see like a teeny little sneak peek of some of the things while I was over at the Knott's Berry Farm Hotel, but they do those throughout the year, like you mentioned. And it's definitely a place to go. Don't skip out on Knott's. It also has great hotel options nearby. A lot of those actually offer shuttles over to Disneyland as well. And you'll usually save some money by staying over in Buena Park.
Yeah. And just a reminder that our partners at Getaway Today also work with many of those hotels in Buena Park. So you can book those as part of a package, and you can visit them and get all of our discounts at DisneylandWithKids.info/book. And we'll see you real soon.